Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can watch, you can listen. However you like to get your information, we have it there about 6 ways from Sunday. And also, the website for my book, my new book, The Age of the Customer, the website is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check it out, and I hope you buy the book. I think you'll like it. But if you would just like to learn more about The Age of the Customer, you can find that out on that website. It's all free. You can go to my Small Business Advocate website. There's a whole section on the left there about The Age of the Customer. So check on all that, and if whatever it takes to get you out of the age of the seller into the age of the customer, that's my goal. And if you buy a book, that's just even better. Chip Bell is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of all the books on customer care, including the 9.5 Principles of Innovation Service. I'm sorry, the 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service, the new one by Chip Bell. It's an outstanding book. Chip, thanks again for hanging out with us. ChipBell.com?
Absolutely, ChipBell.com. Yes,
all right,
sir.
So you can find all the things he does there, folks. Chip, happy Valentine's Day. We're talking about Valentine's Day. What else can we learn about from Valentine's Day and from the romantic part of the world of our lives about taking care of customers?
Absolutely. I think one technique that people often miss or don't capitalize on is what I call an indirect gift. And I'll give you an example of an indirect gift. I've got a good friend of mine. An indirect gift.
Okay.
Indirect gift, not the direct gift. And so, I mean, we think of Valentine associated with surprise, with gift giving, with remembrances, and this is an indirect way. I had a good friend of mine who tore down an old shed beside his beautiful yard, and he wanted to landscape it, put in new plants, a little fountain, and stuff like that. So he took his granddaughter with him to the store, to the garden center, and the garden center person got Amy involved in the decision making around the ornamental trees and the plants that he might pick that the landscaper would be putting in. And so she was all excited about getting to be a part of it, which obviously made my friend super happy that the attention was given to his granddaughter. But the big event came on the day they delivered it. All those plants, and they backed the big truck up, and they unloaded all the plants. But before the guy, the delivery person, left, he had one more plant in the front seat, and it was a rosemary, small rosemary plant, and it had a big sign on it that says Amy's plant. And Amy got to pick out. Of course, you know it's aromatic. You can rub it and smell it. So Amy got to pick out where it was planted, and every time she came to visit her granddaddy, she would rush out to want to see how her plant was doing. But the most important part about that is you can imagine how when people ask my friend about his yard, he tells the Amy's plant story.
Right.
And when they ask him who he'd recommend, guess who he recommends for a landscape or garden?
Absolutely.
Store. So making that, you know, we don't have to wait for...
That's the old baker's dozen story, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's the old land... The Cajuns call that lagniappe, a little something extra.
A little something extra, absolutely. And it's paying attention to something important to the customer, focusing on that, not just on the customer, but something that's important. You know,
but you know what, Natty, and even if you don't be held up if you don't know what's important. I love to tell the story about a piece of technology. I don't even remember what it was. It was some kind of a device that I bought from this company. They were the distributor. It's a small business. A distributor of this one piece of equipment that I needed, a very esoteric kind of equipment. I remember that. And so they shipped it to me, and when I opened it up, there was candy on top.
There you go.
The lady who I bought it from, the lady who was on the phone and who packaged this up and mailed it to me, put some candy on there. And you know what? I'm a pretty grizzled old guy, but that struck me.
Absolutely.
That touched me that she would care enough about making my day, you know, not just with the device, but with something else.
Yeah, Yep, exactly. I remember getting it. I used to order my toner for my printer from a place in St. Louis, and I was living in Dallas at the time, and I got an invoice from them after I'd ordered a couple of toners and cartridges, and somebody had written across that invoice, "How about those Cowboys?" They noticed my Dallas address and just took and went and made it go one step further.
Absolutely.
And I think it's that kind of attention.
Pay attention.
Detail.
Just pay attention.
Yeah. Absolutely. And choosing something you think is pretty good, well, as you say in your book, relevant to that customer.
Right.
You know, and my friend, obviously his granddaughter, was very relevant to him. And
isn't that what people are looking for now? Isn't being competitive is still important, but it's not the corner of the realm anymore, is it?
No, absolutely not. It's being relevant. It's understanding the customer at a deeper level than we've ever lived up, and being able to know that they're changing all the time, and we've got to stay in a constant learning position.
You've got to, and you've got to stay close to them.
Right.
See, and
right.
this is why, Chip, I'm convinced that the age of the customer is custom made for small businesses.
It is.
The ability to stay close to customers.
Absolutely. You know, if I'm a Walmart and I'm serving 10 million customers a week, it must be hard to personalize it. But small businesses have a distinct advantage
that
big boxes don't have or couldn't do.
And they can do it with something as simple as a rosemary bush or a handful of candy.
You got it.
Yeah. Hey, Chip, I need that website. I need that website again, please.
It's chipbell.com.
And they can find all the books there, too, right?
Absolutely.
Including the one that he and Marshall Goldsmith wrote called Managers as Mentors, Building Partnerships for Learning. That's that's the third edition of that one, Expanded Revised. That tells you how important that one is. As you've heard me say before, folks, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Tintail, right back. Chip Bell, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.